From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The pace of decline in manufacturing has slowed, according to the Institute for Supply Management. The trade group's index shows manufacturing activity rose in July to the highest reading in nearly a year. New orders and production were at the highest level in 2 years. In another positive economic sign, construction spending in June climbed 0.3% over May, beating expectations. And Ford Motor Company has posted an increase in sales in July, the only major U.S. automaker to do so this year. NPR's Frank Langfitt has details.
Ford says sales in July increased by 2%. That doesn't sound like much, but in this auto market, the worst in decades, it's a milestone. The last time Ford's monthly sales increased from the year before was November 2007. Ford credited some of the increase to government rebates from the wildly popular Cash for Clunkers program. The company's image has also benefited because Ford did not take a taxpayer bailout, as General Motors and Chrysler have. Last month, GM saw sales decline by 19% from a year ago. While still down, that's a big improvement from earlier this year. And GM says the smaller decline is a sign the market is firming up. Chrysler, widely seen as the weakest of the Detroit car companies, saw sales decline by 9%. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
The White House said today the Cash for Clunkers program will run out of money by Friday if the Senate doesn't approve additional funding. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton heads this evening to Africa, where she's due to visit seven nations in 11 days. She's expected to discuss political corruption, Islamist insurgencies, and violence against women. In advance of her trip, Clinton today urged Tehran to provide information about three Americans believed to have been arrested by Iranian authorities last week. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Secretary Clinton said that the U.S. did not have official confirmation that Iran was holding the three American tourists. The three were reported to have strayed into Iran while hiking in neighboring Iraq. Clinton said Swiss diplomats who represent U.S. interests in Iran were talking with officials there, but that Iranian authorities couldn't confirm the detention of the three Americans. Clinton says the U.S. is concerned about the situation and wants the matter resolved quickly.
And we call on the Iranian government to help us determine the whereabouts of the three missing Americans and return them as quickly as possible.
Clinton says the U.S. has asked Swiss diplomats to continue pursuing the issue with Iranian officials. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 114 points to close at 9,286. The NASDAQ was up 30 points to close at 2,008. The S&P picked up 15 points. This is NPR News. Bank of America has agreed to pay the Securities and Exchange Commission $33 million to settle the government's charge that it made false and misleading statements to investors. When Bank of America was trying to win approval to buy Merrill Lynch last year, it told investors Merrill would pay no end-of-year bonuses without the bank's approval. The SEC says that was materially false because Bank of America had already authorized nearly $6 billion in bonuses for Merrill executives. The bank agreed to the settlement without admitting or denying the allegations. The climate for charitable giving continued to deteriorate the first half of this year, according to a new survey by the Center on Philanthropy at Indiana University. NPR's Pam Fessler has details.
The findings are based on a survey of nonprofit fundraising professionals. They said they're more pessimistic about the current fundraising climate than they were 6 months ago, but they also reported being slightly more optimistic than they were that the situation will improve in the second half of this year. Charities have been hit hard by the recession, and the assessment of the current fundraising climate is at its lowest level since the center began conducting the survey in 1998. Fundraisers for religious, health, and educational organizations are more optimistic about future fundraising than are those who raise money for the arts and humanities and for human services groups. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama today praised the new GI Bill, which took effect over the weekend, calling it an expression of gratitude for military service and an investment in the nation's future. Under the new law, eligible veterans can attend a public college or university for free. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.